We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is up, Chiefs Kingdom? Happy Tuesday. I'm Haley Lewis, and this is Chiefs News Daily. The Chiefs wrapping up rookie minicamp yesterday, and it sounds as if head coach Andy Reid is pleased with what he sees. We check in with Big Red, plus another UDFA breakdown, as we take a look at another player hopeful at making the roster here in KC. That and more coming up, but first, as always, make sure you like and subscribe right here on the KCSN YouTube channel. Let's get into this one. While the Chiefs wrapped up rookie minicamp yesterday as 74 players tried to show the reigning Super Bowl champs why they belong on the roster. The camp, which prohibits live contact but allows for 7-on-7 and 11-on-11 work in addition to positional drills, represented by an opportunity for the Chiefs' youngest players to get up to speed before offseason practices ramp up in the next few weeks. This coming from Chiefs reporter Matt McMullen. Now, of those 74 players were the newest members of the Kingdom, the Chiefs' 7 2024 draft picks, 17 undrafted free agent signees, 8 rookie camp eligible players who were already on the roster prior to the draft, 4 veteran tryout players, and 38 rookie tryout participants. Now, Monday, head coach Andy Reid spoke and gave his thoughts regarding the 3-day camp. Now, this is the first time in 3 years where the Chiefs have drafted more offensive players than defensive, so I'm sure Coach Reid was eager to share how things went. Reid said, and quote, "It's good to have the rookies here. I thought they did a nice job. It was good work, good introduction. A lot of these guys have been traveling all over America, so they haven't done a whole lot of football to this point, so it was good for them to get back in the swing of things, and they can see what kind of pace we go at." Now, Big Red also spoke about the recent draft class, starting off with the first round pick, Xavier Worthy. Now, we all know he's speedy, but Reid referred to the wide receiver as a sharp kid who was able to learn his new offense quickly. Reid said, in quote, "I thought he did a nice job picking things up. We asked him to do a whole lot of stuff there. He was put in mostly primary spots, so it was good for him to get in there and move around." Reid continued his praise, this time directed at the Chiefs' second round pick. That would be Kingsley Suamataia. Now, both of the pair attended BYU. Reid just a few years earlier, right? They also share the same position group, both played offensive line in college. While Reid was mainly at tackle and guard at BYU, Kingsley played tackle, splitting his collegiate time evenly between right and left. Here's what Reid had to say on Kingsley, saying, "I know a lot of his family and he's a local kid at BYU," said Reid. "Well-known alum of the school. It's also a close-knit group up there just in general with BYU. And so I understand that part, but when you're here, then it's work." He knows that. There's no favoritism, so you go out and it's equal opportunity for everybody. I was proud to see that he worked. He came out and worked hard and did a nice job of learning. Now, the Chiefs not only bolstered up the offensive line with 3 O-linemen in the draft, they also added depth at tight end. In comes Jared Wiley, the TCU standout, to help deepen the position. Now, although he's no Travis Kelce and doesn't plan to try and replicate the great, he's fitting in well. The Chiefs have at least 2 more seasons of Kelce, and according to Reid, he's liking what he's seen out of Wiley so far. Reid had this to say about Wiley. He said, "I liked what I saw. Big kid, can change direction. He's a good blocker in college, so we'll see how that transfers. I thought he caught the ball well for most part and retained information, so I thought he did a pretty good job there." For one player, this was not only his first chance to play on the field with new teammates, but it was his first chance ever playing organized American football. International rugby star Luis Rhys-Zammit got to put his newfound skills to the test the 23-year-old had previously mentioned. It'd be no easy task to transition to a new style of play, but he's up for the challenge. Now, Luis has been seen working in Texas with quarterback Patrick Mahomes, but this was really his first opportunity and a true NFL-style practice to be able to showcase his running back skills. Rhys Zammit had this to say: when there's open field, I feel like I'm playing rugby again. He continued to say, I can use my awareness when I'm in space, then that's when I can cause the most damage. He continued to say, now American football is completely different, right? Rugby is very free-flowing unless you get a set piece. That's when you can call a play. So there's probably 20 to 30 plays a game, whereas when you're talking hundreds here. So it's been interesting to learn the playbook. Now, Reed had this to say on Luis. He said this was good for him. He continued to say that this gave him an opportunity to really jump in and learn, and he's so diligent with everything and wants to be good at everything, and I appreciate that. You can see the progress he's made. You saw yesterday with the long run he had on the screen. Up next on the schedule for Kansas City, first round of organized team activities, we call them OTAs. They kick off the week of May 20th. Stay up to date and follow along right here on the KCSN YouTube channel. As I mentioned earlier, there were 17 undrafted free agents who signed with the Chiefs before rookie minicamp began. One of those players, former UCLA running back Carson Steele. Now our own Tucker Franklin joining us to break down what type of player Steele is and just how he might work in to an Andy Reid-led offense.
All right, let's talk about Carson Steele, the 6 foot, 228-pound running back out of UCLA. 21 years old, he was a two-star recruit. Started his career at Ball State, he had over 1,000 all-purpose yards as a true freshman as a part of a running back rotation. He took over the starting role as a sophomore and led the MAC and finished ninth nationally in rushing yards with 1,556. He was named All-MAC First Team in 2022 before transferring to UCLA as a junior, where he led the Bruins in rushing yards and finished sixth in the Pac-12. Let's talk about his strength, as Steele is a well-built running back that carries a lot of weight in his lower half, and it translates to his powerful running style. He keeps a good base with quality footwork, which allows him to put his foot in the ground and get going downhill at any moment. He shows good vision and a variety of run concepts to get to the right gap and gains momentum quickly. He does a good job manipulating his body angles and dropping his shoulder to run through contact, and oftentimes stay on his feet when defenders can't wrap him up. Steele is a decisive runner, which allows him to avoid negative runs and bring the contact to defenders in the open field. He excels on third downs as both a receiver and in pass protection. His body frame sets him up to hold his ground versus bigger, blitzing defenders, as he has an above-average eye discipline as a blocker. As a receiver, he's proven he has sure hands and the ability to adjust to the football over his shoulder or running across the field. In terms of some of his weaknesses, Steele's size and dense frame result in tight hips and reduce his overall elusiveness. While his footwork is technically sound, the foot speed is only adequate, and when pressed into sudden start-stop situation, he struggles. He already struggles with pad level while running, but when he is forced to make up an unplanned change in direction, he gets extremely vertical, telegraphing the move. This shows up in the open field as well as behind the line of scrimmage. Steele shows good vision for finding the initial gap, but doesn't manipulate the second level very effectively, which leads to contact in the gap. While a very explosive runner, when moving in a straight line, his lateral explosion is a lot more limited. Let's talk about how he fits with the Kansas City Chiefs, as Steele is a unique running back prospect because he has the build and some physical traits of a three-down player. But many NFL teams may not see him as such. Steele's third down abilities will likely appeal to every team, but his ultimate value will be determined by how teams see him as a rusher. Look, the Chiefs have proven Isaiah Pacheco can be their leading rusher, so adding Steele's third down ability to the room would make a good fit to replace Jerick McKinnon. His rushing style is very similar to Isaiah Pacheco's, so we'll see how that all fits in Kansas City. KCSN's Maddie Lane compared him to Leonard Fournette in the KCSN draft.
All right, thank you, Tuck. As always, drop in the comments what you think about Carson Steele and his potential of joining the Kansas City Chiefs. Also, if there are any other UDFAs that stand out to you, let us know in the comments below. Time to check in on social media. The latest from Twitter, X, whatever we call it, Instagram, Facebook, and more. We got to wish a very happy birthday to Alex Smith. Thank you again for all that you did for Chiefs Kingdom, as well as getting Patrick Mahomes to take over the regime here in KC. also opening week rumors. As we know, the schedule is going to be released in just a couple of days, so make sure you keep your eyes open for some of the rumors looming around what could potentially be the Chiefs' home opener and the rest of the schedule, of course. One more for the socials today, a video that started going around this past week. Chiefs Hall of Fame pass rusher Tom Bahali was seen working with current Chiefs defensive linemen George Karlaftis and Felix Anudike Uzama. Now, John Dillon with Chiefs Wire shares that Ali has worked out with both of Kansas City's rising linemen before, but the footage of him mentoring both of them at the same time was exciting for fans to see in Chiefs Kingdom, who were licking their chops at the prospect of both Karlaftis and Udike Uzama taking another step forward in 2024. All right, folks, that does it for another episode of Chiefs News Daily. Remember, join us on the LLC. That is our loyal listeners club, a great place to interact with other fans and myself. And as always, if you liked today's episode, make sure you show us like this video. Also, like and subscribe right here on the KCSN YouTube channel. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, and we'll see you right back here on Wednesday. Have a good one.